This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Colin Cotterill has written a new novel with a gruesome title, The Coroner's Lunch. He says he got the idea for the book during one of his business trips to Laos. For our weekly book segment, Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Take an engaging character, toss him into a potentially explosive political situation in a country most Americans know little about. Lace a little magical realism and a lot of mystery throughout the whole, and you have Colin Cotterill's new book, The Coroner's Lunch. Dr. Siri Paibun, Cotterill's hero, and we use the word deliberately, is a widowed surgeon with a new job he didn't ask for. After 30 years ministering to the guerrilla warriors of the Pathet Lao, Dr. Siri, instead of retiring, is made to take the post of chief coroner in the new People's Democratic Republic of Laos. Colin Cotterill says his character didn't have much choice and no precedent.
The authorities believe that it was just a very simple step from being a surgeon to being a coroner. But in fact, he had to learn as he went along with textbooks. And the two lab assistants who he joined in Mahusod Hospital at the morgue actually had a little experience, so the three of them were learning together as they went along.
Cotterill's love for the people of Laos and his understanding of their perseverance through various political overlords comes through in almost every page of The Coroner's Lunch. So does his belief that whoever rules Laos on paper, some things don't change. In this passage, Siri is waiting to see a teacher whose knowledge of chemistry might help pinpoint the cause of death in one of his cases.
Teacher was teaching a class, so he sat outside and enjoyed the sounds of Russian, new history, and political ideology being taught by converted French, English, and ancient history teachers in the various rooms around the quad. They read directly from the Department of Education printouts, and the students copied down what they heard. There were no questions, because the teachers probably didn't have the answers. But apart from these few additions and subtractions to the curriculum, life hadn't changed that much for the students and teachers who had stayed behind in the capital.
And things haven't changed much. Having been commanded by the party apparatus to take the job of coroner, Siri proceeds to infuriate them by actually doing the job. He doesn't rubber stamp the cause of death of the bodies that are brought to him. Cotterill says Siri's personal integrity forbids that.
He's very much against corruption in the system. And he and his wife, when his wife was alive, they very much wanted to be sure that this new system, once it was introduced, was a lot better than the old royalist regime that was very corrupt and one that was very difficult for him to respect. So he didn't want to fall into that same category.
So when three bodies spring free of their weights and pop to the surface of a local reservoir, Siri faces pressure again. His government wants him to declare the corpses Lao immediately. Doing so would avoid the nasty political complications that would certainly arise if the bodies turn out to belong to other nearby countries. Despite that pressure, Siri doggedly continues to investigate, and it almost costs him his life. But it's not just his interest in justice that spurs him on. Cotterill says Siri is also, well, nosy.
He's very curious, and in his past he was very fond of detective stories, and he wanted to solve problems himself. So I think his personality makes him very, very much a detective in his own mind, and a mystery to him would stop him sleeping probably. He'd have to work it out.
Siri gets some help in that department by nocturnal visits from his dead patients. In these dreams, the deceased provide clues to help Siri persevere in discovering their true cause of death. These apparitions are an inherited gift, if you consider it that, from shaman ancestors.
The doctor gets hints, he gets clues in his sleep, and he has to interpret these dreams in order to help him to solve the cases that he gets in his office.
So the specter of a poor fisherman whose legs are amputated in a boating accident helps Siri discover the real cause of his demise. A young woman's lovely ghost points to who really killed her, although it's still up to Siri to discover why. If Cotterill sounds as if he knows this part of the world intimately, that's because he does. He spent years working with abused children in Thailand in an effort to stop the child sex trade there. It's gratifying, he says, but emotionally draining. And writing was a necessary relief. But now he's refreshed.
I hope that within the next 6 months I'll be going back to my old work, because I miss it.
Cotterill's second Siri mystery, 33 Teeth, will be ready for release this summer. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.